continuing our walk through the Gospel of Mark. And I've been thinking a lot about this message because I feel personally I need the reminder.
And
what I like about it is it really focuses on Jesus' patience and his forbearance with his own disciples.
我觉得我需要来关注主耶稣他的忍耐。
And so what have we learned about these 12 disciples so far as we've walked together these many months through the Gospel of Mark?
我们在马可福音里看见主耶稣这12个门徒他们怎样来跟随耶稣。
Anything come to mind?
你们首先会想到什么?
How would you describe them?
会怎么来讲呢?
I think personally, sometimes maybe a little bit slow to catch on to what Jesus is doing.
有的时候他们可能对主的话, 会领会的比较慢一点。
And maybe needing to hear the same thing again and again sometimes.
有时候他们同样的话会需要听了一遍，他们还需要再听一遍。
Perhaps seeing but not really seeing so clearly.
他们看见了却是没有那么明白。
Perhaps hearing but not really hearing altogether with understanding.
他们听，虽然是听见了，但是心里还是没有明白。
But before I become too critical, then we have to think about ourselves as well.
这个很重要，但是我们也要想一想我们自己。
I mean, sometimes I think about message like this and I think, what am I missing? What am I personally not seeing, Lord?
有时候我也想我自己，像这样的信息，我自己错过了什么？是有什么我是没有真正明白的。
I mean, if we're honest, some of us, you know, we read a chapter in a book and then we think, okay, I'm going to have to read that again.
如果我们诚实的话，我们就知道很多时候我们读了一章的圣经，我们心里知道说， 我需要再读。
Or we go to take a class and we think, you know, I'm going to need to take that course again.
有的时候我们上一个课，上完我们其实心里知道说我们需要还是要再上。
So Jesus is dealing with just the weakness of our human nature.
耶稣他要来帮助我们，我们在人性当中的软弱。
The amazing thing is how forbearing he is with us.
我们知道说很奇妙，神的忍耐是何等的大。Yeah,
this Gospel of Mark, I think it can change a person's life.
这马可福音能够改变人的生命。For
those that speak English, let's go ahead and read this together with me.
我们再一起来读英文。In
those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they set them before the crowd, and they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. Lord, we ask for your help today. We ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes. And open our ears and help us to receive what otherwise we may not be able to comprehend. We need you, Lord. We are your students.
我们是向你来学。
Please move upon us today.
来感动我们的心。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We see this interesting pattern as we look, maybe take a step back in the Gospel of Mark.
让我们稍微退一步来看整个的马可福音。
And people who spend their lives, scholars, studying this literature, the Gospels like Mark and Luke and what have you, sometimes they're able to see certain patterns emerge.
当那些学者来研究福音书马可、路加，或者在这马可福音当中，他们能看到一些经文好像是平行的。
In other words, the Spirit leading the editor Mark to put things together in a certain way to bring home a certain message.
圣灵好像带领马可说，把一些平行参照的经文放在一起，好像这有一个模式。
So we see the feeding of the multitude in chapter 6 and chapter 8, what we're looking at today.
第六章、第八章里，我们都看见那个喂饱众人。
And we see these other things evolving earlier and then later, a few chapters later.
我们在也都看见耶稣渡海到另一边去。
So it's almost as if the Spirit is leading them in very practical ways because they have an overall thrust to their message.
好像圣灵带领我们看见说，在这里有一个整体的模式在这里。
What we see front and center today is the compassionate heart of Jesus.
我们知道今天最中心的，我们来看是耶稣对众人的怜悯和忍耐。
And verse 2, Jesus says, I have compassion on the crowd.
第二节，耶稣说，我怜悯这众人。
And I think those are the kind of things I like to reflect on when I'm before the Lord, the heart of the Lord.
这就是我第一个要来思想的，就是我们主的心。
We can see that, you know, I don't know if you remember last time, but that they've walked quite a distance from Tyre and Sidon all the way down to the east side of the Sea of Galilee.
上次我不知道你们还记不记得，就是众人走了很远的路，他们都疲倦，那是在加利利的东边。
And like we saw last time, I was with you last month, they're near the border of what's called the Decapolis.
他们是在临近这个底加波利的边界。
And apparently they've been in this area for a little while because now a crowd has gathered over the last several days.
他们来这里也有一阵子，所以周围有人聚集过来。
So we see once again a great crowd there.
我们又一次看见说那里聚集了许多的人。
And Jesus' response is one of compassion.
耶稣的回应里面满了怜悯。
Because they've been with him for 3 days now.
因为已经有三天了。
Right, because many have gone without much to eat for some time simply because they want to listen to Jesus.
很多人因着他们要听耶稣的教训，他们在这三天，过了三天，他们已经没有吃的。
And because they're hungry, and if you dismiss them now, maybe some would faint on the way home.
因为他们如果是饿着回家，在路上就一定会困乏。
So we see some kind of parallel if we look at different places throughout the scripture that also help us to capture the heart of God.
我们在其他的圣经里也能看到类似的地方，这帮助我们来明白神的心意。
That demonstrate to God's gracious care of his own people.
我们知道说神满有恩典怜悯，他顾念他的百姓。
One example that comes to mind is Psalm 107.
我首先想到就是诗篇107篇。
We see in verse 4, some wandered in the desert wastes, finding no way to dwell, and hungry they were, and thirsty, and their soul fainted within them.
他们在旷野荒地漂流，寻不见可住的城邑，又饥又渴，心里发昏。
But they cried out to the Lord.
于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华。
And the Lord delivered them from their distresses.
但神就搭救他们。
I really want to look at verses 8 and 9. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works.
第八、第九节，但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
It's like the very thing we see manifest on this particular occasion.
我们看见在马可福音这里就是这节这段诗篇的彰显。
Especially verse 9, for he satisfies the longing soul and the hungry soul, he fills with good things.
特别是第九节，因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
Some of them have come from far distance.
他们当中有些人是从很远的地方来。
Maybe there's some place, you know, near the border of the Decapolis, it seems.
可能是靠近 那些底加波利的边界。
Yeah, up in this area where you see the Tetrarchy of Philip toward the top of the map.
在地图上你可能看见那个靠近分封的王腓力那边。
But closer to the where it meets with the Sea of Galilee.
但是要靠近接近加利利。
Yeah, that's where this is all taking place.
这就是这个故事所发生的地方。
Today we would say it was near the place called the Golan Heights on the east side of the Jordan River, and what we would today call Jordan.
如果用我们今天的地名来说，可能是靠近这个戈兰高地，在加利利海的东边。
Right. It was populated mostly by Gentiles people.
那里主要是外邦人所住的地方。
So largely pagan in their day-to-day practices.
他们的基本上就属于异教。
Right. And they were, of course, right there near the Sea of Galilee.
他们就是这个地方是很靠近加利利海的。
Mark says it's a desolate place, a desert area.
但是那里呢算是一个野地。
So no place to conveniently acquire more food if you need it.
那里并没有什么方便的地方可以有东西吃的。
Right. So Mark's reference about them coming from afar kind of makes sense when you look at the map and you kind of step back to get the big picture.
刚才从我们那个地图上可以看得出来他们确实走了很长的距离。
And so as I read different commentaries and try to prepare for messages like this, sometimes you come across different commentators and what they are able to see.
有时候我准备讲到的时候我会看有不同的解经家他们怎样来说。
And some have wondered if there's some kind of relationship with a prophecy from Isaiah as we look at what's unfolding.
有人可以看见说这个也许是跟以赛亚书有关。
And some of you know this famous passage from Isaiah in chapter 60.
大家很多我们都知道以赛亚书六十章是很著名的一篇。
I want to draw our attention to verses 3 and 4.
特别我想让大家看第三、第四节。
Where the prophet says, "The Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar."
万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发现的光辉。你举目向四方观看，众人都聚集来到你这里。你的众子从远方而来，你的众女也被怀抱而来。
Going beyond just the Jewish people of that area.
这里是就不光是在那里的犹太人。
So how did Jesus' disciples respond to this compassionate heart of Jesus?
对于主耶稣的这些的怜悯，他的门徒他们回应是怎样的？
Well, Jesus shares his concern with them, maybe as if trying to linger long enough to see if they will respond like he's responding.
也许耶稣这里稍稍有一些停顿，就是要看他的门徒他们的回应是不是像以前耶稣那样的回应。
Maybe lingering long enough to see if they will step up and respond with the kind of compassion that we see in the life of Jesus.
也许耶稣稍微等候一下，就是看他的门徒他们里面反应的是不是也像耶稣一样有那样的怜悯。
But how do the disciples respond?
门徒们他们是怎么回答的
？With this question, how can we feed these people with bread here in this desolate place？
门徒回答说，在这野地从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢
？Wow, what a difference between the heart of Jesus and these 12 disciples. These people. Yeah.
我们可以看见说，主耶稣和门徒他们所关注的，他们的心是怎样的不同。
Alright. Is it possible that Jesus' disciples have no recollection of what happened when he fed the 5,000?
主耶稣这些门徒他们已经忘记了当时怎么样喂饱五千人的。
I mean, how could they miss all of the similarities of what had happened earlier, maybe weeks or months earlier?
他们怎么会就忘记了这两件事之间他们是如此的相似。
And I believe Jesus is giving the disciples a second opportunity to do it right this time.
我相信说耶稣是给这些门徒再给他们一个机会，让他们能够做正确的事。
Hoping that one or two of them will step up and take the lead.
也许有一两个门徒会站出来啊，会来带领。
Just hoping maybe they had learned something from the last similar incident.
也许是希望说他们从上一次能够学到一个宝贵的功课。
But sadly, the disciples don't get it.
但是很不幸，门徒都没有正确的反应。
And we saw just a hint of this earlier in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 52.
我们就是如果回想到马可福音第六章五十二节
，where we see that they are not really understanding or not tracking with Jesus.
他们不完全。
Right. That's right. Let's go on to the second part here where we look and try to get a grasp of Jesus' forbearance with these 12.
我们来到第二点来看耶稣怎样他忍耐这十二个门徒。
Despite the fact that they're kind of slow on the uptake.
虽然说他们心里明白的太慢了。
It reminded me personally of what the writer of Hebrew had said to some of the Jewish believers.
这就让我想起在希伯来书里是怎样的讲。
We read there about this, we have much to say about these things that the writer is saying, I have so much I want to share with you, and it's hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing.
那里说到论到麦基洗德我们有好些话并且难以解明因为你们听不进去。
There's some people like that today.
今天我们有些人也是这样的。
They may even be sitting with us today.
也许就是坐在我们当中的人。
Dull of hearing, not able to really hear what the Lord wants to speak to them.
主所要说的话可能他们听不进去。
Even though around them they've seen the mighty hand of God manifest.
尽管我们当中有些人已经看见神大能的手。
I mean, it can happen to any of us, myself included. We can become dull of hearing.
其实包括我在内，我们当中有很多人可能对于神的话我们会听不进去。
So the dictionary just says slow to perceive, slow in perception.
所以我们就明白的太慢了。
It reminds me of something Isaiah said to God's people.
就让我想起在以赛亚书里那里所说。
Be ever hearing, the prophet said, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving.
你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
Yeah. So this is something that Jesus even quoted earlier as he's teaching his disciples and those around him.
这就是耶稣前面教训。他的门徒和他周围的人。
We saw it in Mark chapter 4 verse 12.
我们在马可福音四章十二节。
And we won't look at it, but Jesus quoted that very text from Isaiah and applied it to his disciples and his hearers.
那里就是主耶稣就是引用这节以赛亚书。
So this situation should not seem unfamiliar. This feeding time should not be so unfamiliar about how Jesus intends to respond.
再次来到了要喂饱众人的时候，对此这些门徒他们不应该是陌生的。
A crowd has followed and stayed with them for quite some time, like we saw at the feeding of the 5,000.
这些众人已经在野地里跟随他们很久的时间了。
There's very little food once again on hand.
吃的东西很少。
Right? They are situated once again in a desert place or a desolate place.
又一次又还是在这样的野地的里面。
Once again, Jesus expresses his concern for those who have followed.
耶稣表达出来他对周围的人的关怀。
So Jesus, shouldn't surprise them, is asking how much food they have left with them on hand.
所以耶稣就再次问他们说你们有多少饼。
This is largely a Gentile crowd that's been following Jesus.
我们可以想象这次跟随耶稣的他们当中有很大一部分可能是外邦人。
For 3 days already.
已经三天了。
Implying the likelihood of Jesus doing a lot of teaching.
三天里面耶稣有许多的教训。
So while Jesus' disciples appear somewhat confused, the Gentile crowds are doing what his disciples are failing to do.
所以 也许这个这些外邦的众人他们所听见的也许比这些门徒更多。
They seem to be tracking with Jesus.
他们好像能够明白耶稣的话。
Listening to his word.
他们能真的能听进去。
Wanting to stay with Jesus.
他们要跟耶稣在一起。
Yeah. His disciples incredulously ask how they can feed a crowd with so little.
他的门徒就再一次的在那里疑惑说我们就这么一点饼怎么能够喂众人。
And you and I might be thinking, are you kidding me? Didn't you learn anything from the feeding of the 5,000?
耶稣好像就觉得难以置信说你们上一次喂饱了我们喂饱了5,000人你们就一点都没有学到吗？
Are you really asking me this question?
你们会怎么会又这样的来问？
And wondering what to do?
你们还是不知道该怎么做吗？
So I got to thinking about that and I tried to put it in context.
我想来思想他这一段的上下文。
No doubt the disciples, the 12, are exhausted at this point.
无疑说这12个门徒他们已经精疲力尽了。
Right, and we all act and respond differently when we're really exhausted. That's true.
我们知道说当我们精疲力尽的时候我们做事情就不一样了。
But I wonder if coupled with their exhaustion, if there's not some kind of bias behind this as well. This is a Gentile crowd.
也许说他们不光是精疲力尽，而且他们也许心中有一些偏见。上一次是以色列人跟我们，那这次现在是，都是外邦人。
And we saw in earlier episodes of Mark how the disciples, you know, they're still ambivalent about all of this attention to Gentile peoples.
我们知道说这些门徒也许他们对于耶稣怎样的对待外邦人他们不是很确定。
It's almost as if the disciples have forgotten who is with them.
他们可能忘记了是谁与他们同在。
His heart and the character of his kingdom.
他们忘记了这位他的心如何他的国度是怎样的国度。
We saw previously how Mark notes in chapter 6:52 that the disciples had apparently learned nothing from witnessing the feeding of the 5,000.
So, 刚才从以前我们读的第六章五十二节那里，我们知道说他们不明白那分饼的事，心中还是愚顽。
And they seem to remain unalert to what should be happening.
他们对于即将要发生的事，他们好像心里没有任何的准备。
And the fact that the kingdom is coming and breaking into their present reality.
神的国度降临，好像把那个实际带到人的当中。
So, understandably, Jesus asked the 12 to ascertain how much food do we have.
所以耶稣就要门徒他们来看一下说你们到底有多少饼。
And he's asking because obviously during that 3 days, whatever they had with them, perhaps has been consumed already.
Yeah, 我们可以想象尽管也许有的人带一些干粮但是过了3天必然已经都吃完了。
So they look into it and they come back with the answer, okay, we have 7 loaves.
所以门徒就去查看他们回来说有7个饼。
And he directed the crowd to sit down at that point on the ground and Jesus took the 7 loaves and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people And they set them before the crowd, and they had a few small fish. Yeah.
他吩咐众人坐在地上，就拿着这7个饼祝谢了，擘开递给门徒，叫他们摆开。门徒就摆在众人面前，又有几条小鱼。
This is interesting. Whatever we seem to have, Jesus is able to miraculously multiply it.
不管我们所有的是什么，看来耶稣都能够使它倍增。
So he directs this huge crowd to be seated.
所以我们看见说有一个巨大的人群。
Right? But with no mention of the green grass like we saw earlier, in the Gospel of Mark.
但这次没有提到青草地。
With the feeding of the 5,000.
Yeah, 像上一次像没有像上次那个五千人的时候那样提到。
And no mention of them sitting in companies of 50s and 100s like we saw earlier.
这次也没有记载50个、100个一排那样坐下的细节。
And Jesus takes the 7 loaves and he gives thanks.
耶稣拿起这7个饼来，他祝谢了。
Yeah, he takes time for a word of prayer.
需要有一点的祷告。
And giving thanks, of course, even among the Jewish people was a common Jewish custom.
我们知道说，这对于犹太人来说，这也是他们的习惯，在吃食物之前要献上感谢。
And perhaps Jesus prayed a customary Jewish prayer at that moment.
也许耶稣是所做的就是以色列人他们传统所做的。
So we have some of those prayers preserved for us.
今天还有一些这些传统遗留下来，我们知道的。
Oftentimes they would pray on such an occasion, praise unto thee, O Lord our God, King of the world, who makes bread to come forth from the earth.
比如说他们会祷告说，我们赞美你，主我们的神，你是世上的世界的王，你从你赐给我们这地上所产的。
Right, and then Jesus broke the bread.
耶稣就擘开饼。
Right.And then he handed the bread to his disciples.
他递给门徒。
These broken halves, he began to hand them out to his 12.
耶稣擘开就递给门徒。
And then the disciples handed the bread out to the seated crowd.
然后门徒就把这些饼递给那些众人。
And so in that nexus, that point between where Jesus is handing them off to his disciples, the multiplication miraculously.Takes place.
我们知道说那个神迹的发生，就是当主耶稣把这些饼递给门徒的时候神迹就发生了。
I think that's so cool how God works. He wants to do the miracle through His people.
我们知道说真的是奇妙，神当他行神迹的时候，他愿意借着他的门徒，借着他周围的人来把神迹行出来。
Of course, Jesus doesn't need any of the disciples to do such an incredible miracle, but he wants them to be a part of what's happening.
耶稣可以自己来做，他不需要他周围的门徒，但是我们的主他愿意借着这些门徒来行这个神迹。
He does something similar with a fish.
这个分鱼也是这样。
Perhaps after another prayer of blessing.
也许又有一个祝福的祷告。
And then he again shares the fish with the disciples. We see it in Matthew chapter 15, verse 36.
就像马太福音那里所说的一样，他也把鱼这样的分给门徒。
Passing them to the So like in the previous feeding of the 5,000, the disciples inadvertently now have become participants with Jesus.
就像在第六章里那样，这些门徒他们。也成为这个神迹中的一部分。
And so commentator Tim Gombas points out the goodness and the kindness of God to enlist us even when our hearts are not quite really into it. He still uses us.
就像这位有一位解经家 Tim 他这里说到说神的作为奇妙，尽管说他的门徒并没有完全的领会，但是神仍然把他们包括在这个神迹之内。
It's almost like a parent trying to lead their children, their young one, to go ahead and serve others, even though, you know, their behavior is less than ideal.
就是像有的时候我们的大人带着孩子，我们一起去服侍，尽管说有时候孩子他们的行为并不是那么完全。
And he still operates that way today, I believe.
我们知道说我们的神今天仍然这样的形式。
Enlisting us in His mission, in His work, in His service, even when we are reluctant and dull and uncomprehending.
他尽管说我们有的时候仍然会犹豫，有的时候我们不明白，但是神行他的神迹的时候，仍然带着我们一起去行。
But this slowness, the slowness of heart, doesn't in any way hinder Jesus from accomplishing His mission.
虽然我们愚顽，虽然我们明白的太。慢，但是这并不能阻止耶稣来行事。
Have you ever experienced that in your own life?
你没有体验过这个。
Where the heart wasn't quite right, you weren't quite into it that day, but yet after reflection at the end of the day, you thought, wow, God still used me in a significant way.
有时候我们会惊喜，我们觉得说我们自己还没准备好，我自己也还不完全明白，但是。事后我们会惊奇说：“哇，神真的还可以用我。”
Yeah, I think that's amazing.
这是奇妙的。
And I think that shows the incredible love that Jesus has for His own people.
这就是神显出神何等的爱属他的人。
And so we read as we come to the end of this section here, and they ate and were satisfied, And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full, and there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away.
众人都吃并且吃饱了，收拾剩下的零碎有七筐子，人数约有四千。耶稣打发他们走。
Jesus feeds this large crowd of Gentiles.
耶稣喂饱了这一大群人，其中很多是外邦人。
The entire crowd was fed miraculously.
这是一个大的神迹，叫众人都能吃饱。
With God's provision possible through Himself and His followers, His disciples.
耶稣他以自己为供应，借着他的门徒，叫众人都能吃饱。
So some people, you know, say, well, it's not actually 4,000; it's probably closer to a larger number if you include wives and children. I don't know. Yeah.
也许有人说这个实际人数当然不止四千，因为也许这个是指四千个男人，所以加上妇女和儿童，远远超过那个数。
Yeah. All I know was it was a lot of people.
Yeah. 总之是有许多的人。
So beyond portraying the character of God and meeting the needs of this following crowd, Jesus is enacting God's desire to bless even the Gentiles.
这里所显出的就是耶稣他行神的旨意，
让
这个祝福也临到外邦人。
And the multitude was satisfied.
众人就都吃饱了。
Right? Even though it was really just a peasant's meal.
虽然说
fish and bread, you know.
虽然说这个饼和鱼是他们农夫他们最简单的食物。
Yeah, they had enough, more than enough.
但是他们能够吃饱，而且可以剩下。
The Lord's life-giving presence somehow animating the manifestation of the kingdom of God.
我们主耶稣的作为就把神的国度彰显出来。
It's as if the commentator Tim Gombas reminds us that wherever the king is, the kingdom's presence, there is an altered cosmic order of super abundant flourishing.
就这位解经家 Tim 他说到，当神的国度临在的时候，你就看见说那里有一个荣耀的丰富的供应。
And Jesus being the host is always more than enough to eat.
当我们的主耶稣他来招待我们的时候，我们知道说那个供应是超过所需的。
So the broken leftovers were collected.
所以那些剩下的饼他们收起来。
Nothing wasted.
没有浪费。
Right? Yeah. Enough for 7 baskets full.
可以装满七个筐子。
These were these large. We have pictures of them actually. The large rope baskets filled to the top.
这个图画里面就是这样，这种筐子用绳子吊起来装了很多东西。
Even though this time there are 7 instead of 12, the baskets are different, they're actually larger, so there's a lot of leftovers.
虽然说这好像上次是12个篮子，这次是七个筐子，虽然好像数量小，但是其实它的容量是更大。
And all this happens before Jesus sends them on their way.
然后耶稣才打发他们回去。
Right.And so we'll pick it up on verse 10 next time.
我们下次会来交通第十节。
What insights and application can we draw as I draw this to a close?
今天我们能得到怎样的启示或者是应用？
Well, first of all, Jesus seems to be aware he cares about both the body and the soul.
首先我们看见说耶稣所顾念的不仅是我们的灵魂也顾念我们的身体。
Yeah, sometimes people try to de-emphasize the importance of our body as God enlists us in His work, but Jesus seems to care about the body as well.
有时候我们似乎会贬低身体的重要性，但是从耶稣所做的看得出，耶稣也注重我们的身体。
And I think they're going 3 days with Jesus. I think that's pretty impressive.
他们能够跟耶稣一起三天这个是很让人惊奇的。
And so I thought, you know, how many Christians would do that today?
今天我们有多少基督徒可以有三天在那里听教训。
Give up their whole weekend.
他们也许整个一个周末。
And then I remember this church that you have a history of doing that very thing.
我就想到这个教会你们常常你们有这个周末的特会。
And that impresses me and touches me.
这个是让我的印象很深，也感动我的。
We can still hear modern day disciples asking similar questions. How can we feed this crowd of people, Lord? How can we do this with so little resources?
今天我们仍然可以听见门徒在那里问说，我们怎么来喂饱这么多的人？我们只有这么一点，怎么能够来做啊供应这样大的供应？
The sad fact is that some people don't see very clearly. All they see is insufficient resources.
Yeah, 也许很多时候门徒看得不很清楚，他们看见的就是我们资源有限。
All they can see is that we're out in this desolate place and we're trying to help out people that I'm not crazy about, these Gentiles.
他们就是看到的也就是周围乃是野地，或者他们看见的就是这些人是外邦人，也许他们不是那么需要。
So it's a good reminder that we too, if we're not careful, can become dull.
这就是告诉我们说，如果我们不留心的话，我们可能就会听不进去。
Similar to, I don't know if you remember that incident after the resurrection, Jesus is walking on what was called the road to Emmaus.
也许我们都记得说，当我们主复活以后，在那个以马忤斯的路上。
And they had this wonderful conversation, and then at one point, Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken."
耶稣与那两个门徒交谈，后来。耶稣对他们说，你们的心真的是，神借着先知所说的话，你们明白的是太迟了。
Especially this phrase here, how slow you are to believe.
你们信的太迟了。
Yeah, yeah、okay.
太迟钝了。
Yeah, guilty as charged, even myself, I'm guilty.
包括我自己都是这样的，
yeah, yeah, right.
太迟钝了。
Yeah. Or,We see Jesus saying things like this to his disciples in John chapter 13, verse 7.
又好像在约翰福音十三章第七节那里说。
Where Jesus says to them, well, actually you don't realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand.
我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
So I wonder how many things in our lives are kind of fall in that category.You know?
不知道说在我们生命当中有多少的事都是像主所说的那样。
You don't understand right now what I am doing, but later you will.
有多少事我们如今不明白、
right.
后来必明白，如今不知道后来必明白。
Unfortunately, the reality is that we are weak and our hearts can harden if we're not careful.
如果我们不留心的话，我们的心就会慢慢变硬了。
Yeah, but on the other hand, we can be enlisted and become part of Jesus' compassionate solution to those in need.
但实际上我们可以被包含在主的慈爱慈心所行的神迹里面。
He only calls on us to share what we have.
主只是召我们说把我们所有的分享出来。
It may not be much, but share what you have.
也许并不多但是我们可以分享。
And as you do, trust him to provide your daily bread.
当我们这样行的时候，我们就信靠神说会把我们每日所需的饮食赐给我们。
Offering to God with thanksgiving.
我们就向神献上感恩。
Lord, thank you that I could play a part in meeting the needs of other people.
感谢主能够使用我让我给需要的人提供一点供应。
Not only as an individual, but as a community of disciples.
不光是我单独一个人做，也是我们一群的人一起做。
And he will multiply whatever little that we offer.
他会加增我们所摆上的。
Right. So God has called us to join him in this work.
神邀请我们来加入这样一个工。
And as usual, I have too many texts and too many slides.
通常我的投影可能太多了。
But I'll end with this, these last several. Jesus is still calling, and Jesus is still teaching his disciples before he sends us off.
今天当主差遣他的门徒的时候，他仍然是呼召我们，他仍然教导我们。
Right. He feeds us before he sends us.
他仍然喂饱我们，
right.
然后来差遣我们。
Right. And there's just too many, so I'm going to stop right here.And come to the end. So as I look at this whole text, I think, okay, what is the good news from Mark chapter 8, verses 1 to 9?
今天我们再次来回想说这个马可福音第八章一到九节。
So this is kind of like a devotional reflection that I try to do at the end of my messages.
这是好像我心中所默想的。
So I'll leave it up there as we close in prayer.
我们就把它留在那里啊，然后我们就一起有一点的祷告。
Lord, thank you for your mercy and your grace.
主，我们感谢你的怜悯慈爱。
We thank you for your compassionate heart.
我感谢你所存的怜悯。
We thank you for your great forbearance with your own people.
感谢你忍耐属你的人。
Help us to stay close to you.
帮助我们，叫我们来亲近你。
If our hearts are hardening, we pray that you would tenderize and soften them once again, dear Lord.
如果我们的心变硬了，主啊，你让它在你的面前能够变软。
Give us eyes to see and ears to hear so that we can perceive what you are doing in our midst.
让我们有眼可以看见，让我们有耳可听，能够明白你在我们当中所行的。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.